When's your wedding anniversary? What's the date you got married? Maybe it was a chosen date. You're getting married on Valentine's Day or Christmas Eve or maybe Christmas Day. New research suggests that weddings celebrated on special days like Valentine's or a special number date, such as, you know, the 9th of the 9th of 99 or the 1st of the 2nd of 2003, are 18 to 36% more likely to end in divorce than weddings on ordinary dates. It's all according to a new study by a leading University of Melbourne economist. Professor David Rebar is a family economist at Melbourne Uni, and he's with us now. Hi, Professor.
Hi, Wish. How are you?
Well, very well. Well, thanks. This is quite intriguing, this study. How did you find this out?
My colleague, Jan Kabatek, who's a co-author on the study, had access to all of the wedding records for the Netherlands from 1999 to 2013, and he noticed that there were spikes in weddings on special days, like the ones that you mentioned. And when we linked those records up to divorce records, we found that the weddings that were on Valentine's Day and on the special number days were much more likely to end in divorce than other weddings on other days.
What do you put this down to?
We put it down to things that influence how couples become committed. So some couples become committed because they find out more about each other and about their compatibility, but other couples become committed because of things that happen to them. And we think that those couples are more vulnerable and that they're influenced by outside things like the availability of special day weddings.
Oh, how very strange. I wonder if anyone can match this out there, if they're listening and going, yeah, I was married on Valentine's Day, divorced. I don't know. It seems like a very long bow to draw, but you're an economist. You've done the stats.
We've done the stats. So by their ninth anniversaries, about one in five Valentine's Day couples had divorced, but only one in six ordinary date couples had divorced. So this isn't something that absolutely determines your future, but it does raise the risks of divorce.
When did you get married, out of interest, David?
Well, as
this is not a proposal, it's just a question.
My wife and I just pulled off the road. We're on our way to celebrate our 28th wedding anniversary.
Well, your proof. Did you? When? What date did you get married on? Was it just a sort of chosen out of the air?
Yeah, it was just a ordinary weekend day. So it was the 1st of October, 1998.
Yeah, nothing special about that.
Well, it's special to us.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing, isn't it? I suppose when we think of Valentine's Day, you think that is the day of lovers, and no wonder people like to get married on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and one of the things that came up, so we saw lots of press reports about why people pick these days, and time again, they said, you know, they picked the day mostly because the groom could remember it.
Really, like the 1st of the 2nd of 2003?
Right.
Gee. Oh, I'd be keen to know if anyone, how they pick their wedding date. I think it's often these days, it's so busy, certainly in Canberra, that I think people just pick a date when they can get, you know, the minister or the someone to marry them. Availability.
Well, for the availability dates, those actually end up being pretty good. So one of the other things that predicts whether a couple will stay together is how much social support they have. And picking a date where lots of your friends can come and support your wedding and support your marriage actually is something that predicts a healthy marriage.
So your advice, David, I know you're not a advisor, but you're a family economist. So
yes.
What's the advice to people planning their wedding day?
Well, decide to marry first.
decide if you love someone first.
Whether should marry to marry should precede the decision of when to marry.
Yeah. Okay. Good work. Thanks so much, David.